from the WGCH Weather Center.
Good morning. We start the day mostly sunny, but we have increasing clouds towards midday in the upper 20s, wind chills in the single digits early. We're then partly cloudy for tonight around 12 above, wind chills once again in the single digits with increasing cloudiness for tomorrow. A few snow showers are possible in the upper 20s with wind chills in the single digits early, moving into the teens by the afternoon, then mostly cloudy for tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Chris Rush on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
It's time for the Debbie Nigro Show with Debbie Nigro, who says she's still a babe, or at least she thinks she still is. That's right, attitude is everything, and Debbie's delusionally young. No one sees the glass of Cabernet half full like Debbie. She's fresh air with a magnetic flair. Someday has arrived, and as far as she's concerned, it's time to roll.
And a very, very good morning to you on my Wellness Wednesday day of the week here on the Debbie Nigro Show. How are we doing today, guys? Got a funny start to the show today. I was just thinking to myself as I was walking up the steps to the radio station. That's correct, steps. How much my legs hurt from walking all the steps in my daughter's house. I just came from my daughter's and spent some time with my grandkids and my beautiful daughter. But her house has very, very vertical steps, you know, from downstairs to the main floor, then from the main floor to the upstairs. And I find myself going up and down those steps like a stairmaster when I'm up there. And it's a lot of effort. But then I thought to myself, my God, it's kind of like those Italian women who were all through history climbing the mountains to get the dandelions and the other. And they live very, very long. So I cannot complain. I'm being forced to walk like the Italian women in the hills back in Italy. Who used to walk out and get their vegetables. That's why people live long in the blue zones. You know, there's a whole story about the blue zones. It's been documented, and there are books written about it. Dan Buettner, actually, is the author of a great book called Blue Zones. It's been on television about certain pockets of geography in the world where people live the longest, where there are a lot of centenarians, you know. And one, of course, is in Italy, but there are other places, too. And the reason is these people are living a much different life than us. Okay, that's why they're living longer. They don't have Doritos. Okay? There's no Doritos in the hills in Italy. They have natural food. They walk, you know, great distances.
Hills. Says it right there.
And they eat everything from the dirt and the ground. It's much more organic.
Terroir.
And you know, even in the province of China that I always refer to that I had read about where nobody had one incidence of cancer, those people were eating like 12 cloves of garlic a day. They don't have a lot of friends, but they live a long time. Raw garlic, by the way. I can't do raw. I really can't do raw garlic. I can fry it. I can saute it all day long. I can eat a vat of sauteed garlic.
Ooh.
And I do sometimes. I got a little trick for you guys since it's Wellness Wednesday. A little cooking tip that I learned from my chef boy toy, Dave. It's funny I call him a boy toy. He's like 6,000 years old. But anyway, we take cloves of garlic, a bunch. And always take off that little end that looks like it's, you know, dried out, right? Just snip it off. And we get a small saucepan, and you fill it with olive oil, because that's good for you, right? Olive oil, not a saucepan full. And then you put all the cloves of garlic in there and keep it on super low for about an hour. You will have caramelized garlic and garlic oil. Then you put it in a little container and keep it in your refrigerator. And every time you want to cook, you have already done the garlic oil, and you just add it to everything. You can add it to salad oil. Oh, it's so good. Anyway, you're welcome. That's my first tip on my Wellness Wednesday show. Bobby, let's do a little transition. Okay. I want to talk about the ice lawn phenomenon and black ice in general, just for a quick reminder, you guys. Yeah, lawn ice, ice lawns. I have rarely seen this in my time on this planet where it snowed and then the snow not only stayed, but it got covered with a glaze of ice. And on everybody's lawn, there is a glaze of ice reflecting in the sun today, which looks real pretty, but is really, you know, unfortunate because kids can't play. They're off from school this week. They cannot go sleigh riding. What a bummer that is, right? And people who deliver packages, like from Amazon, they can't walk across your lawn to get it there, so they're flinging packages. They don't care. They're, like, sliding them over to your front door. And, yeah, it's dangerous. I just wanted to get gas this morning at a place I don't usually go to, and I pulled up and opened the door, and I was about to step out, and there was all black ice. And I closed my door because I'm mature, and I went to another pump. But I went and told the guy, I said, guy, hi, guy, you're going to get a lawsuit because someone's going to fall on that ice, so maybe put a little salt over there. He's like, I know. We're waiting for the supply. So there is a shortage and a lack of salt being delivered because of how much we've needed in the Northeast. And there's a big storm coming, but I don't know what we're going to get. It's a big storm for most of the United States today, and it's just not going to probably go north. I think people are going to get a foot of snow in Washington.
For some reason, it's gone south of us a lot this season.
Yeah, and they don't know what's going on because they don't even have snowplows. Like, they're like, all right, what? Anyway, okay. It'll we're going to move toward warmer weather soon, but I do think that everybody's had it with the extreme polar cold. And I want to say that it has not been this polar cold for this period of time.
But I can remember as a kid when it was down in single digits in the wintertime.
Yeah, yeah.
We haven't seen that in decades.
No, we haven't seen that, but we're seeing it now. So it's not like things haven't happened before. It just haven't happened in a really long time. Okay, I want to talk about something else. Okay. This is interesting. Where are my sneakerheads out there? There are people who live in sneakers for comfort, for functionality, and for fashion. A whole generation has grown up on just sneakers for fashion and won't wear anything else. And the sneaker business has gotten very robust, with certain pairs going for $600 a pair. Oh. I don't know if you know that. And I had to get enlightened by my neighbors. They have two twin cutie pie college girls who are into everything fashion-wise. So they tipped me off about the expensive sneaker thing going on. And we had a conversation on New Year's Eve about what shoes she should wear. She was going downtown with the girls and to celebrate. She said, should I wear my flats or should I wear my expensive sneakers? And it was raining that night. And I said, well, how expensive are those sneakers? And she said, oh, like, she named like $400 or five. I'm like, you own sneakers that cost that much money? Show them to me. So she went and got them, brought them to me, and I was like, really? You know, what a game somebody has going on here. But I talked her out of the sneakers because we're going to run and ruin $400 sneakers in the rain. I mean, I would be afraid to wear them. But
and that's it's a fashion thing. It's not even about them being high-tech sneakers at all.
Correct. So, it brings me to my sneaker story on Wellness Wednesday. We all know the brand Nike.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Nike. Nike is now partnering with Kim Kardashian. Didn't see that one coming.
Oh.
Didn't see that coming. They were, Nike was having a little bit of a struggle there. They were losing market share. You'd think, you know, the swoosh, you know, just do it. Well, people were doing it with other people. And now they are partnering with Kardashian's shapewear brand, and they're going to launch Nike Skims this spring. Rare partnership, because mostly in history, Nike has, of course, originally started with male sports icons to represent their sneakers, right? Thank goodness the world is opening up to support and also highlight female athletes, which I'm very happy to say I'm proud of. And I'll tell you the side story about that. But let me finish this. They're trying to bring together Nike's expertise in innovation and sport science, which, of course, they've dedicated their entire business model to, with the Skim brand's obsession for the female form. Now, think about what they're saying here. They're trying to now get sneakers that are functional, that have science behind them, that are innovative, but that appeal to the form of a female foot.
Yeah.
Different. Yeah, this is going to be really interesting. And the reason they really got excited about this partnership, which I'm sure Kim Kardashian did not see this coming, and for anybody who does not have great love for the Kardashians because they don't like reality TV, you have to respect Kim Kardashian's business acumen, because she built the Skims brand into, like, I don't know, $4 billion in revenue, $4 billion valuation. That's crazy. Crazy. Okay, so good for her.
Yeah.
And Nike, who was losing market share and other things, did like $8.5 billion in revenue from female apparel last year, compared to $21 billion from male apparel. So, you know, everybody's talking billions like, you know, like it's normal. But anyway, 40% of Nike's customers are women, so they decided to bump up the sneaker thing with Kim Kardashian. Interesting. All right, when I come back, more to come here on the Wellness Wednesday version of the Debbie Nigro Show. What I just wanted to tell you is that driving in the car yesterday with my granddaughter, I was explaining to her how I have, along with my fellow females over the last decades, cleared the way for her to be anything she wants in the world and play any sport she wants, and that women now have great opportunities and that they didn't have before. And I said to her, now you getting all this? And she goes, no. About a 10-mile ride when I explained, you know, about female empowerment. She's like, you got anything else? Anyway, she's great. She does understand. I'll be right back. More to come. Don't go away.
Hey, Carl Jackson here for Dennis Prager, and I want to talk to you about Pure Talk. This country was founded on freedom. Freedom from a country that forced us to buy overpriced tea, then tried blockading us when we dumped their tea into the ocean. How did that work out? Well, it's time to throw your overpriced big wireless contract overboard, too. You don't need to pay $100 a month just to get a free phone. Pure Talk says no to inflated prices. With a qualifying plan, you can choose an iPhone 14 or a Samsung Galaxy for $0. And yes, this is premium service on America's most dependable 5G network. Get your iPhone 14 or Samsung Galaxy for $0 with a qualifying plan by dialing #250 and say the keyword Dennis Prager, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. No hassle, no gimmicks, just honest-to-goodness wireless price right. Dial #250 and say keyword Dennis Prager to claim your new iPhone or Galaxy with qualifying purchase from Pure Talk, America's wireless company. Visit puretalk.com for details.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will consistently deliver better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com. Solaire, hot, fast grills at besthotgrill.com.
This is Dora Salma of Greenwich Library. Join us on Tuesday, February 25th from 7 to 8 p.m. in the Learning Lab for an engaging workshop on climate change. David Emberling, a climate change specialist with Climate Interactive, will guide participants through the En-ROAD simulator, a powerful tool for exploring the impact of global climate policies. You'll get hands-on experience learning how actions like carbon pricing, electrifying transport, and improving agriculture can affect energy prices, air quality, and even sea levels. Register now at www.greenwichlibrary.org or call the reference desk at area code 203-622-7910 for more details. We hope to see you there. This is Dora Somm on 1490 AM WGCH or WGCH.com anywhere.
This is Connecticut's team.
And the Huskies celebrate championship time for three. Yeah, he got it! With no time left, it went in.
The Huskies march on.
Drives inside, alley-oop, and he crammed it home.
Very long one.
Good!
Listen all season long on your home for UConn men's basketball.
Enjoy the whole season right here on 1490 WGZH.
And now, back to the Debbie Nigro Show.
All right, I hope everybody's doing okay today. You know, I do this wellness show one day a week here on my my weekday show because I am desperately trying to stay alive, and many of you are as well. I also am very passionate that people keep the live in alive, meaning that they have their best life while they're still here. And because I'm an information nut job, I'm always researching. So what am I going to do with all this information? Keep it to myself? No. And I figure if I put it all out there into the universe, maybe somebody listening will come away with a nugget of something that helps them in some way. So let me see what I want to tell you next. Oh, did you hear about the Coca-Cola prebiotic soda they're launching?
What?
Shut up. I know. It's called Simply Pop, and they're about to do this because they are trying to compete with other brands that are starting to trend. Now, I really should have this cute little girl neighbor join me on the show once in a while because she, if I want to stay relevant, like there's nothing like an 18-year-old to keep you relevant, right? So I'm over at the house same night about the expensive sneakers I was telling you before, and she was telling me about this soda called Poppy. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what do you mean, Poppy? And she that there was a trend going on with her generation of taking a magnesium thing at night where they would put the Poppy soda and the magnesium and help them relax and go to sleep. I'm like, I don't know anything about this. So all of a sudden I start seeing Poppy soda everywhere. Poppy, Poppy, Poppy. And Poppy supposedly is the soda that now you can feel good about drinking, okay, because it has very little sugar.
Right.
And it's got all these beautiful colors. I saw Poppy in the supermarket. I saw Poppy online at Marshall's. I was like, Poppy is everywhere, okay? So now Coca-Cola is taking on Poppy and another brand called Olipop because – they're all trying to figure out how to get people to drink more soda. Mm. People don't drink as much soda as they used to. I don't drink any soda. Do you drink soda?
Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi.
Okay. Once in a blue moon, I have a diet something. I kind of like no sugar ginger ale. That's one of the little ones I kind of find fun. But I'm not a soda drinker. A lot of seltzer is going on out there. The people are buying cases of seltzer, flavored seltzer, as a alternative. So Coca-Cola's like, we got to figure this out. So they're launching this prebiotic brand. Theirs is called Simply Pop. They're going to start late February, and they're going to start on the West Coast and the Southeast, and they're going to be able to try it first out there because that's where trendy stuff is going to get tried first. And, yeah, they got to hurry up because now this Olipop recently raised $50 million. They're like, okay, we're going straight at them. So many companies are starting to go after the big companies you never thought they'd have a chance of going after. Brings me to Mike's mayonnaise, you know, on the Super Bowl. Like, who did Mike think he was to go up against Hellman's? But he's got that going on. I even bought Mike's mayonnaise. You know about Mike's mayonnaise?
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that another time. But anyway, digestive health soft drinks have grown from $197 million category back a couple years ago to like $440 million. That's a lot of digestive soft drinks,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And still, that's a fraction
right.
of the overall soda market. There's a company that monitors this. Good luck to you there. Euro Monitor International. They have data. Everything's about data. You want to buy my data? Yeah, nobody cares about dating. They just care about data. Unless you're a data
and
person.
And some of that data is your information.
Which I just told my daughter this morning. We were having a little talk before I left. And she was going to sign up for something, a news source. And she said, do they want access to all my devices? And I go, no. But before you sign up for access to all your devices with anything, you know, be sure you know what you're signing up for, because they basically want your information from everywhere if they probably don't have it already.
And then also be sure what you know is on your devices.
Yeah, right. Well, who knows what's on your I will download an app or pay for something temporarily and never be able to find out where I bought it from or where it is anymore. And I'll be charged the rest of my life. That's how it goes. Anyway, let's finish up with the Coca-Cola new version of the prebiotic drink. It's called Simply Pop. The flavors are pineapple, mango, lime, strawberry, fruit punch, and citrus punch. And they're leaning fruity, okay? They're leaning over there fruity because they said they really listened to the consumers. They went and listened. And people want stuff that tastes good, okay? And so they're going to just try this. Simply Pop has no added sugar, which I don't know if it starts with any sugar, but no added sugar, and contains 25 to 30% of real fruit juice and vitamin C.
Getting
and,
your sugar from, yes.
Yeah, vitamin C and zinc, which can boost your immune system. 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is different than probiotic. We have to do a story about that. I'm not clear on exactly how good or what it is.
Fiber anyway, in with your soda? That's interesting.
Yeah, prebiotic fiber, which is 3 times the amount that Poppy has. in the soda, but less than Olipops, which has 9 grams. They're very busy over there trying to get their prebiotics in line.
Interesting.
Anyway, people want to buy these kind of things, so they're putting it out there.
Yep.
And after 100 years of dominating the soda category, Coca-Cola's like, we ain't going down anytime soon. Mm-mm. So get out of the way. All right, new story. New story. Speaking of putting stuff in your liquids, I'm now dumping collagen into my coffee every morning. I can't believe it. Can't believe it. I got a routine going, Bobby. Now, how hard it is to start a new habit, right? We discussed that. And we also discuss often on the show, if you want to start a new habit, try and basically stack it against an old habit. It was not my idea. It was very smart people came up with this idea of habit stacking. And it works because it's very hard to do anything new more than one time. But if you do something every day, we all have something we do that's a habit every day, good or bad. And you just quickly add this new habit right behind that habit, usually it sticks. So mm-hmm. I have coffee every morning. People tried in the past to get me to put collagen in my coffee. I was resistant. I was like, come on, I don't know. I don't know.
Does it affect the taste?
The taste. What does it do to me? I don't know. Does it BS? So my best friend has been trying to get me to do this. She even bought me collagen and a frother. I'm like, thanks so much. Never used it. my daughter has been trying to get me to use, you know, different things. I'm like, oh, thanks so much. You go ahead and keep using that. I've read about it, thought about it. It wasn't until I had that segment on this show a couple weeks ago, a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, that I featured a gal pal of mine who I saw in a collagen ad.
Oh, yes.
That I said, you know what? Let me ask her, because she's in there like saying her knees don't hurt. This is good. Everything's good. Let me get her on the show and let's have a straight talk. I wasn't going to promote any company I didn't believe in, but she was representing a company called Native Path Collagen. And she was very happy with the product and was waiting to share with us her next bone scan to see if after 9 months of using the product, it actually affected that too. But she said her hair is better, her skin's better, like things are better, knees, mm-hmm. joints are better. So I talked about this, did a feature, put it up. What do you think happened? The company got wind of my promotion.
Uh-huh.
And they were very grateful.
Hmm.
So they contacted me by email and said, we thank you so much for talking about our company and our happy customer, Native Path Collagen. We'd like to send you some samples and appreciation. I said, all right. I'm thinking, all right. Let's try this now, because if it worked for her, maybe it worked for me. So they sent this giant box of collagen and electrolyte powders and the collagen. They even have the collagen to go, which is how I have it in my coffee today. So I started doing it, figured it, all right, I got to try it. And I did a lot of reading about this and a lot of reading about the company, a lot of reading. I'm missing the boat if I don't take this collagen. Everybody's like, of course you have to take collagen. Of course. You're not taking collagen? Why aren't you taking collagen? Now you must have lost your collagen. I'm like, oh my God, I must have no collagen. What the heck? So now I'm putting it in my coffee every day. I drink black coffee, but now it's just, I put it in. Don't taste it. Don't taste it, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to drink the coffee, right? Oh. So here we are. I'll let you know what happens.
Well, what if you don't have coffee to put it in? Do they have a flavored version that you would add to water, or does it have to be added to something that's already got a flavor?
No, it has to be added to any liquid that you like.
Right.
It could be in a soda, it could be in water, it could be in anything. It doesn't have a real flavor. It doesn't have a flavor.
That's an interesting approach.
But apparently we need this stuff, and even their CEO contacted me on LinkedIn, like, thank you very much. We heard you talking about our company. I'm like, he's like, I'd love to send you some products. I'm like, how do they hear all this stuff? People in business are monitoring.
Oh, yeah.
Social media, mm-hmm. in a big way. And I guess she did say there was a very proactive Facebook group of people who were very helpful. I'm giving it a whirly. I'm giving it a whirly bird.
All right.
I'll report back. Okay. Just for the record, I did a whole story. I'll do another story on collagen. I don't want to do any more collagen right now. I want to talk about something else. Woo-hoo! There's an international program that is doing something so warm-hearted and meaningful in terms of human connection and human relationships. As you know, if you're going to talk about wellness on this planet, you need to talk about humans and how they interact with one another, because it has been determined and it has been proven that people who don't have good interactions or have none are very lonely, and that loneliness breeds many terrible things, disease and mental illness. It's just terrible, right? So imagine a baby being born and abandoned and not having any love from the minute they open their eyes to this world. How horrible a start is that, right? So there's an international program I wanted to give a shout out to. I was reading it in an article from nextavenue.com. It's called Meet the Grannies. The international program pairs volunteers with children in orphanages for one-on-one daily connections. Oh my gosh, this is so thoughtful. This is a terrible number. There are, according to authorities, 3.7 million orphaned children in South Africa. That is a staggering number. And for every abandoned child found alive, two are found dead. I just can't even breathe this. Very heartbreaking. I won't even tell you how they're found. Those who have survived end up in orphanages, and they're referred to as children's homes, which generally, and again, this is new knowledge for me, care for as many as 150 children, and which get funding from the local government and child welfare organizations, because there are so many babies who need love and not enough caregivers to meet the need. These homes can be very sad, very lonely places. So babies need stimulation and physical contact and consistent nurturing human interaction. So these kids are at risk for all kinds of developmental delays and what they call attachment disorders. There's a New York City-based social service agency called Spence Chapin who are providing a lot of services to kids and families, both here in the U.S. and internationally, and they work with these homes. And according to what I was reading in Next Avenue, their chief communications officer for Spence Chapin, whose name is Christine Pohl, said studies have shown that the initial relationship, again, between a child and a loving and consistent caregiver helps brain development and fosters healthy attachment. Anyway, having one special person who thinks you're wonderful, whose face lights up when she sees you or is attuned to your whimpers and cries can make all the difference in the world. So they want you to meet the Go-Go Grannies. Go-Go, because Go-Go is the word for grandmother in Zulu. Oh. And there's a granny program that was created in 1998 by this company, Spence Chapin, which is headquartered in New York, that gives and provides individualized attention, cuddling, and affection and playtime to these very vulnerable children. And they are now assisting 565 children in a total of 11 orphanages in South Africa, Colombia, and Ghana. And the program pairs 293 grannies from the surrounding communities with youngsters at risk. I mean, these are amazing stories, you know, and there's a movie, I think, a film out called I Am a Granny, showing how this works, and somebody who's an official with the children's home in Colombia. But, wow, I would do this, except I would have the problem of leaving this child after bonding with it. I couldn't just go hold and then leave. Can't hold and leave. I'm not a holder and leaver. But I will tell you the program's working because more than 90% of the children show incredible improvement as they develop within 6 months of being paired with a granny.
Hmm.
Amazing, right? Amazing. Okay, just wanted to share that. Moving on. Have you ever tried skidjuring? Story about skidjuring.
What the heck is skidjuring?
Skidjuring. Well, you can do it during the dog days of winter. I'm not a dog owner. I know plenty of dog owners and lovers, and they will love this story. Dogs love snow, winter, and apparently skidjuring, according to the same publication, Next Avenue, which I enjoyed reading this weekend. The simplest Scandinavian winter sport where you cross-country ski with your dog towing you along is really something people are getting a kick out of. Skidjuring, which we could do if you want to ski on ice here. You don't have to go to Norway to do it. A lot of opportunities here in the United States in the wintry woods from coast to coast. And it's a very cool sport, I read. People in Minnesota know about it.
I would imagine.
They do. Gliding through snowy trails with your dog leading the way. And they said it's a very fun way to connect with them and the outdoors. And there's one place that's recommended. I'll put the article up. Elm Creek Park Reserve in Maple Grove, Minnesota. But there you go. You just need a proper harness, a bungee line to absorb the pull, a belt for yourself, and you need a dog. And you need some snow. All right. Skidjuring.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Mostly sunny skies this morning will give way to afternoon clouds in the upper 20s with single-digit wind chills. We're then partly cloudy for tonight around 12 above. Wind chills once again in the single digits with increasing cloudiness for tomorrow. A few snow showers are possible in the upper 20s with wind chills in the single digits early, moving into the teens by the afternoon, then mostly cloudy for tomorrow night. If you struggle to hear the TV or radio in restaurants or have trouble keeping up with conversations, hear better and improve your quality of life by getting the Atom 2 by Audion. Just $189 with free shipping. Call 800-712-6042. I'm meteorologist Chris Rush on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
For many out on the streets with no address, when the hope dies, it's hard to be found.
You get these people off our streets now.
It's not that simple.
They're human beings. Where are they meant to go?
Homelessness could happen to anyone.
I don't know how much longer I can do this.
Their story is our story.
You never know in life why things work out the way they do.
Never give up.
No Address. Starring William Baldwin, Ashanti, and Ty Pennington. In theaters February 28th. Get your tickets at noaddressmovie.com.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free too with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Greenwich has its own sports talk program. Doubleheader weekday afternoons at 4 on 1490 WGCH. Join me, Rob Adams, as we talk about all sports, high schools, youth sports, college, the pros, and anything else. It's your show, so let's make it interactive. It's lively and it's fun. Call me at 203-661-5051 and be a part of it. That's Doubleheader weekdays at 4 on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
And now, back to the Debbie Nigro Show.
If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. It's all good, baby, cry on mine. Mr. Bossman's on your back. You left your laptop in the taxi cab.
Funny thing about shoulders, none ever look like those guys who play in the NBA, the average person. What is with those NBA arms? I don't know how to get them, but I could really appreciate having them. I never get tired of looking at the muscle structure of the shoulders and the arms and the biceps of the NBA players because I want them so I can go sleeveless, even if they are a little, you know, more macho. Hi, everybody. I'm Debbie Nigro. Wellness Wednesday. Oh, my gosh. We all aspire, right, to things to we're going to do better. We'd like to have our body look a certain way if we only would just listen to ourselves. Our biggest problem, everybody's biggest problem, is listening to yourself. Like, you know what you want to do, and you know usually how to do it. It's just convincing yourself to listen to yourself, which is a fight that goes on for a lifetime, right?
There's a conflict going on there.
Forever.
Yeah, I should never eat that stuff, but boy, does it taste good.
Yeah, if you just get past yourself. All right, so there's those things that go on. You know, I'm always trying to encourage people to understand how the brain works because I'm trying to understand my own brain, and mine is very, very active, like, hello. It looks like an amusement park in there, the rides. I always joke that, you know, Disney probably got the idea for the rides by looking inside my head. Like, what is going on in there? And along the way on this show, I've often asked people, how does your head work inside? Which takes them completely, like, off guard. And they're like, oh. And then they start to explain, which is fascinating because it's the one thing we cannot see in somebody else when you're looking at them. And it's the one thing that nobody ever really talks about, which is what's going on all day long. I'll refer back to Chaz Palminteri, who was once on this show, and I asked him that question. And I said, so, Chaz, what goes on in your head all day long? And he goes, I'm always writing screenplays, 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 all day long. His head is constantly a screenplay. There are music people I've interviewed that have said, oh, I hear music all day long. I'm seeing music all day long. There are people who hear music in color. You know that, right? Synesthesia?
Yeah, and the ones that see numbers in color.
Yeah. Isn't that called synesthesia?
I don't know what they call it.
I think it's called that. And it's not, I'm making up that it is right now, but I'm pretty sure it's called synesthesia. And it's a weird thing that people are born with that they don't talk about. So you don't know people see numbers and things in colors.
Well, they think everybody sees it. That's the trouble.
Oh, it is synesthesia.
Okay.
And they do. See, like, I'll say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you and I hear 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And people who have synesthesia see it like 1 in blue, 2 in pink, 3 mm-hmm. in orange, 4 in red.
Yep.
Right? How mm-hmm. weird. So if you want to describe it, synesthesia is when your brain routes sensory information through multiple unrelated senses, causing you to experience more than one sense at the same time.
Yeah.
You know who has synesthesia? Billy Joel.
Okay.
I remember reading
Why
that.
Why not?
Yeah. I guess people who don't know what it is, how do you tell if you have it? If you experience like these cross-sensory perceptions. If you see colors when you hear music, that's an example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more than one time. Has to happen more than one time. They say you might see the letter A as red or the note C sharp as purple. And these people, they're having a more colorful experience. But everybody who has this has their own unique version of it, just for the record, okay?
But the musical thing, which we all used to talk about, having perfect pitch.
Right.
And how that is an interesting thing, where a person has a sense of the frequency.
Average person doesn't have.
Yeah, but the average person could tell you with better awareness what's a higher note and what's a lower note. People with perfect pitch struggle with that,
really?
Believe it or not.
Really?
Yes.
They only know what they know.
Yeah. Very strange.
Yeah. I don't know about that story. Okay, I got another story. Moving on.
Moving on.
So, we all have things that snap, crackle, pop us, right? I remember when my daughter was young, there was a fellow mother, Dawn. She once said something, and I just could never stop laughing. She goes, yeah. She goes, I have the snap, pop, snap, crackle, pop gene. It's the snap, crackle, pop. They put me over the edge. And that's when, you know, I guess kids start screaming too loud. That's what triggers me. Loud screaming. I love my grandkids, but the excessive loud screaming, I feel myself start to snap a little bit.
Well, you're a very audio aware
person.
Oh,
yeah, that's why.
I think, yeah.
Oh, maybe I need earmuffs in the house. Okay. Okay. Anyway, those are triggers, right? The opposite of a trigger, and what triggers leave you agitated, right? Angry, anxious. We all have triggers. Traffic triggers, you know, like another trigger for me, and I don't have very many. I'm pretty nice. Like, okay, I'd rather go slow. You go by. Somebody who gets anxious when the light turns green and doesn't give me a chance to take my foot off the gas to brake to put it on the gas and beeps. That triggers me. I fantasize by screaming and yelling at these people in person. You got any triggers?
Well, a lot of traffic stuff does, for sure.
Trigger.
People
Rubbish,
don't
trigger.
Seem to show a lot of respect to other drivers like me.
Right, triggers.
But everybody's a little different. And
okay.
If we don't have an accident, everything's okay.
It's okay. So I'm going to give you the opposite of a trigger.
Okay.
It's called a glimmer.
Ooh.
Yeah. Say goodbye to triggers. And we're going to go for glimmers now. Glimmers.
It sounds like a lesser thing, whatever it
is. It's the opposite thing. Glimmers are things that swing you into the other direction.
Oh,
like
I see. Happiness.
Complete joy. Happiness. Little glimmers. Glimmers. So I was reading about this gal named Deb Dana. She's an author. And a licensed clinical social worker, reading about her in the Post, New York Post. But she works in complex trauma. So she created the term glimmers in a book that she wrote a couple of years ago called The Polyvagal Theory and Therapy.
Oh, glimmer is a much better word than that.
Glimmer. And she did it to describe, and she needed a word to describe how small experiences can shift your nervous system response from defensive mode to like calm mode. Okay, calm. We like calm. So she was talking to the Post and she was telling everybody how to recognize these glimmers and what do you do when you find a glimmer. Okay. So to define again, a glimmer, what is a glimmer? Tiny moment of okayness, joy, excitement, ease, calm, any of those flavors that give you the feeling that you're safe enough in the world to feel okay for a minute. Okay? How do you know if you bumped into a glimmer? Well, you might feel something happen in your body. A warmth, an openness, a breath change. Your eyes might focus on something. It might bring a slight smile. If that's happening, this is what's so-called a glimmer. And the brain starts to follow, recognizing that something's beautiful or fun or that it likes it. It's a brain-body experience, and they work together. Like, okay, like the glimmer, like the glimmer. So what do you do when you notice a glimmer? Like me in my bath last night. I took a bath at my daughter's house. She has a giant bathtub. She says, Ma, you want to take a bath before you go to bed? I go, yeah.
Women say this to each other. Guys never say this to each other.
No, they don't care. They don't care about this. I go, yeah.
Yeah, but guys enjoy baths. Anyway.
Anyway, I miss my deep. She bought a bath pillow. She put it just in a, and so, you know, your daughter or mother, you can do this sort of thing. You can hang out. You can take a bath at your daughter's house, but it's kind of awkward to take a bath at other people's houses. But the daughter house is okay, right? So I'm in the bath, just quiet, no phone, no thing. For a long time, I'm thinking, God, this is amazing. I feel so happy and relaxed.
And then the water starts to get a little too cool.
And then I got mad. Yeah, I got. Then I had the other thing. I got triggered. So I had a glimmer, right? And I was consciously thinking about it. So basically, once you know that you're having a glimmer and you feel something come, you stop in that moment and you appreciate it.
Mm.
And appreciation is a 10 to 20 second experience. So once you give it 10 or 20 seconds, your brain gets like, okay, it starts to register it, okay? It's in there. Okay, and it helps you, teaches your brain to feel better. So it doesn't always just react to triggers. It's also getting nice, calm feelings in the same respect, okay? Tiny moments, looking for glimmer conditions that your mind and body can experience the similar moments. Once you feel it, once it happened, then you start looking for more, so it becomes easy practice, and you start becoming a happier, calmer person. I love that. Good luck, everybody. New topic. Got to move on. Okay. All right, let's see. Oh, bird flu. You know, that bird flu thing is so bizarre. It's, you know, the eggs are less available. They're more expensive. Eggs everywhere. Chickens have had to be put down en masse.
Oh,
cows have
huge
been.
Huge numbers.
Yeah, huge numbers. Like millions of chickens and fowl and ducks and everybody. They have to kill everything and cows that ate the. Terrible. So they're thinking that it might have been the wind that made it so bad. Now, we have had excessive winds like I haven't seen in many years or remember, that it really makes a cold day, like, unbearable. The cold we can, you know, we've used to
the
dealing
wind can
with
be
this.
Blamed for a lot of stuff, like the fires out in California.
Yeah, the winds, man, the winds. So this, the bird flu outbreak, I mean, yeah, obviously, you know, transmitted, but they're thinking that the wind may have taken the whole thing and driven it to a higher proportion. Just wanted to put it out there. I don't know. It doesn't make it a bigger threat to people just because it's moving through the air, but it is, you know, moving, I guess, farm to farm.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
You have to have direct contact with an animal that has it for it to affect you.
Yeah, but it's blowing over planes, but blowing over people's yards. All right. I don't want to talk about that anymore. It's making me sick. I don't like the bird flu.
I know. It's very sad.
I don't like that bird flu. I don't like the whole recall thing, although I made a list yesterday just for myself, for fun.
Debbie Downer.
Yeah. After Debbie Downer. I saw Debbie Downer on Saturday Night Live, and I thought, oh, gosh, I hate her, but I must have a piece of her. So I did try to just put in perspective how many recalls there have been in the last couple of months, but they seem excessive. You know, they were recalling everything.
Yeah, a lot of foods.
Weird things. They're recalling, like, baby things to chew on. Like, oh, this chewable baby thing to help your baby get new teeth. We found out it's a choking hazard. What? Well, you could have found that out before you released
Jeez,
it.
Yeah.
I mean, ridiculous, right? So, yeah, but I don't want to talk about that right now.
Oh, okay, good.
Because you're right, Debbie Downer. I do not want to be her. I have to have a good laugh, though, to share with you this morning. You know, I talk in real time every day here. Yeah, you can't do a show live every day and not talk in real time. It's real life. It's authentic. You all know that I'm...
And this makes the best type of radio, by the way.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much. Well, one thing I am is authentic because, you know, it is what it is, and I can't remember what it wasn't or what it was. No. So my daughter and son-in-law always make fun of me because I text them weather reports, mostly dangerous ones. And I gave my name the nickname Debbie Doppler. And so now I'm Debbie Doppler sending a urgent update, breaking news, got a story, watch the thing, get the salt, it's an ice, wait, don't go out, cancel your plans. I mean, they like actually can't take me. But I never see. Sometimes they laugh. Sometimes they ignore me. Today, I didn't text anything. I know there's a potential storm coming our way. Yes, there is, but it may be south, and we may not be getting any snow. So yeah. I didn't think it was really necessary for me to text this. So I'm driving here, and my daughter texts me. She says, "Mom, when did you say that storm was coming?"
So she doesn't go to the radio or the TV or something. Why would you if you had?
No, why would you if you had me as a mother?
Exactly.
I never fail. But I thought, you know what? Let me let up on these kids today. I saw Debbie Downer. I'm starting to feel like her. Let me not send anything. Instead, she says, "So, Mom, when was that storm coming?" And I just laughed the whole way here to the radio station. Mm-hmm. I finally sent her when I parked. I said, "Go kill me that you asked me for a weather report. You missed it. I can't take it. What are the chances?" So she got a good laugh. Anyway, life is like that. I was telling him you'll miss me when I'm dead. Ah, that dead thing. You know, life is an interesting game show. You get here, and you're hopefully given a chance to live a long, happy life. And then you got to figure out how to keep the game going as long as humanly possible. It's a little like Russian roulette, but if you can control it by some of your actions, which is why I do this show called Wellness Wednesday, to give you some information, some ideas, some knowledge to share about how to live it better, live it longer, and keep the live alive. All right, so one more story coming up here on the Debbie Nigro Show on a Wellness Wednesday, and then I got the inspirational send-off called The Daily Toast coming up next, too.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members to the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. That's why you need RedBalloon.work. RedBalloon has recruiters and hiring tools to help you hire adults. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission. $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote.
Call 800-498-2843. 800-498-2843. 800-498-2843.
Champions are built here.
All the way to the rim, lays it up and in. How about that? From midcourt, a heave. Good!
The tradition continues all season long.
Triple, good.
And that's the way you like to see basketball played.
And once again, the top dogs come from stores. They win the Big East Tournament.
On your home for UConn women's basketball.
Enjoy the whole season right here on 1490 WGZH.
And now, back to the Debbie Nigro Show.
I didn't ask for a free ride. I only asked you to show me a real good time. I never asked for the rainfall. At least I showed up. You showed me nothing at all.
All right, back in action here at the Debbie Nigro Show. I hope you're feeling okay today. We always shoot for better than okay, but okay is a good start. You know me, I'm always shoving up here with this smile in my pocket. I bring my own energy. Gotta bring it. I know energy is contagious. Positive energy, anyway, is contagious. And, you know who said something like that? Dolly Parton. Yeah, she always had some good comments about, you know, sharing a smile. Love Dolly. She's got some history of bringing joy on this planet, doesn't she? She's just a ball of fun. All right, my last story has to do with tightening your core. Who doesn't want to tighten their core? You know, getting down on the floor doing sit-ups never appealed to me, okay? It just doesn't appeal to anybody.
Plus, they scientifically show you that that's not a good thing for your back.
No, that's why they swapped out the plank into the military. They got rid of the sit-up, put in the plank.
Yeah.
Which, you know, if you can try and do that for a minute every day, you're off to a good start. But the trainers are now recommending standing core workouts for building strong abs. And I started doing this at the gym where I also started going. I don't know who I think I am. But yeah, before I get on the treadmill, I do 20 squats because I read that the squat is the one exercise as time goes on you better be able to do. Because if you can't squat, you can't get up and you're in trouble there.
Yeah.
And then I started doing the standing core workouts because I know they are just as effective. So I do about like 20. I just, you bring your knee up to your, you sort of crunch while you're standing. You bring your elbows to your knees one at a time. Not two at a time because they'll take you out of there in an ambulance. But apparently this is recommended now. Okay. Standing abs, tone your muscles while standing out, works your abs and a whole lot more. Because you use your lats and your glutes too. And it helps your posture. Oh, I tell you. All right. Just, you know, try and do a few things that you haven't done before. Don't hurt yourself.
We got to just ease into the information.
My goodness. Well, we had a kind of robust show today, didn't we, Bobby?
I loved it.
I loved it, too. We loved the show. I always feel happier when I do the show from in the studio. You know, I do it from home sometimes.
The response timing is just right.
Well, because I feel more alive here.
Yeah.
And since I'm about putting more living alive, I can't bring you a dead show about being alive. That's so wrong. Dead energy. So I'm bringing positive energy, and I never send you off without what I call the Daily Toast.
Attention, everyone. It's the Daily Toast on the Debbie Nigro Show.
I might as well quote Dolly Parton since I brought her up today in this show. And you know what she said? I leave you with her thought. If you see somebody without a smile, give them one of yours. That's what she said. Give them one of yours. All right. Have a great rest of your day. Stay well, everybody. I'm here weekdays, 11 to 12 noon on WGCH. That's WGCH.com. You can listen from anywhere in the world, from any device. Kind of cool. Your phone becomes a transistor radio of the olden days. What's a transistor radio, Debbie? So I'm over on LinkedIn. The Debbie Nigro Show is on Facebook, Instagram, at The Real Debbie Nigro. My website's DebbieNigro.com. I have a wonderful newsletter. I say so because I work hard on it every week. And people go, I love this. I just try and put all the information I learned all week and share it with you in one creative way. Always a little fun stuff in there, too. So you can pop over to my website, DebbieNigro.com. It's free. Just stick in your email. All right, that's it. I'm done. Have a great rest of your day. See you tomorrow.
The preceding show has paid WGCH a broadcasting fee, and the opinions expressed during the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or ownership of WGCH Radio. This is your community radio station, serving Lower Fairfield County and Westchester. 1490 WGCH in Greenwich.
Shivering. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison says the Midwest is frigid.
We have temperatures up across the Northern Plains region that are on the order of minus 30 to minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit. The Dakotas, parts of Montana, on down into Nebraska are really the coldest.
But winter storms also taking direct aim at the East Coast. where heavy snow and some ice is forecast in several states. The National Weather Service says up to 10 inches of snow is possible along the Atlantic coast in Virginia, and significant ice accumulations are forecast in eastern North Carolina. Also at townhall.com, President Trump telling Congress to move forward on the House plan that puts his priorities in one bill. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Late last month, the president said Republican leaders in Congress could use any legislative strategy they want to pass his agenda.
Whether it's one bill, two bills, I don't care. Let these guys, they're going to work it out.
But now he's siding with the House plan, which puts the entire Trump agenda in one bill instead of two bills favored by the Senate. Writing on social media, the president said he favors the House budget, which he described as one big, beautiful bill. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio has met with the leader of the United Arab Emirates, wrapping up an overseas trip that saw the highest level outreach between the U.S. and Russia since Moscow launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Rubio's talks with Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, also the ruler of Abu Dhabi, comes as the U.S. tries to continue a shaky ceasefire in the Gaza Strip between Israel and Hamas. Ukraine's President Zelensky met with Sheikh Mohammed on Monday. The Dow dropping 106 points. The NASDAQ is down 8. More at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com. Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the
I'm Tony Savino in the News Center. Here's what's trending on WGCH News. Greenwich P&Z being sued by a developer over a plan they approved. And it's Valentine's, we're past Valentine's Day, but still Heart Month, and GEMS executive director wants everyone to get their blood pressure checked. The plan was approved by the Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission last year, but with conditions, and a developer of a Mason Street project is suing P&Z over those conditions. Mason Street Partners filed the suit in Hartford Superior Court, claiming the conditions placed by P&Z violate the state's 830G affordable housing statute. The plan approved would place 75 residential units, 24 of which would be classified as below market, at the former Honda dealership on Mason Street. The plan was approved by P&Z in December of last year. Now, among the conditions being that the affordable